On Saturday, April 10th, the Grand Marais Fire Department, with other Cook County units and instructors from Mesabi Range Community College, held a house burn training session. The day-long burn was at 406 First Avenue East, and between firefighters, EMTs, and support personnel, nearly 50 people were on the site. One training drill had been held by the time I arrived at the scene and caught up with Grand Marais Fire Chief Ben Silence. I asked him how the training was progressing.
It's going pretty good so far.
It's still standing.
Yes, sir, and it's not going to go to the ground today.
It's not?
No, the conditions aren't right for it.
A little too much wind?
Too much wind and too much dry weather over the last little bit.
So are you still sending people in and out, though?
Right now, we're getting set to do our level two burns, which is they'll actually light the fire inside of the house with no teams inside, and they'll go in and knock it out.
About how many volunteers have we got here today?
There's 12 people from Cook County that are participating in the class, 14 together. There's a couple of firefighters from Eveleth here, and I haven't got a count on all the rest of the support personnel that are here quite yet. It's good to see everybody here and helping out.
Along with other firefighters, Colville Chief Paul McFarland was also on site.
I think it's going very well. Everybody's excited.
Quite a crowd here.
Yeah. It's even as exciting, I think, for the guys that aren't going in. Just to see these guys working.
Just to be a part of the support team.
Well, yeah.
Everybody in, right?
Yep, that's right.
I think we're about ready to go in.
Yeah, they're going to start stage two, where they set a couple different fires inside there. And so it's going to get a lot hotter. And it should be very interesting.
Everybody's checking each other out to make sure their equipment is on properly. Three teams of six firefighters suited up for a second training drill inside the house. Some carried fire axes and stood at the ready. They wore fire retardant suits, air tanks, and protective face masks. Soon fire hoses were unfurled and they got the go-ahead from the Mesabi instructors. Their figures were silhouetted against the flames. Smoke poured out of the house, water shot out through some of the windows. Within 10 minutes, the interior fires were under control. There'll be a time now when they stand down for a while before they go and do another drill. Some of the firefighters are hauling bales of straw, some wood pieces. They're going to start another fire and go at it again. This will happen until pretty much the interior of the structure has been gutted. The pumpers are shutting down. Intensity. One of the Mesabi instructors just talked to someone, said that the drill went good. A number of firefighters indicated the heat was pretty intense. You could feel it through the gear that they had on. There's a lot of water and Gatorade being consumed right now. People are walking around passing it out. Volunteers here to help the volunteer fire departments. There's some high fives going on, which must signify it was a successful drill. For WTIP News, I'm Jay Anderson.